It really is a distinct pleasure for me to appear before you today to discuss USDA's role in our nation's energy strategy. That role is significant and it is growing. Bottom line, distributed agriculture or rural-based renewable fuels have a very significant potential for enhancing our national security, our economic competitiveness, as well as our environment. They are also the biggest new opportunity for wealth creation to emerge in rural America for many years. And this is a very high priority, and I look forward to working with this committee to realize that full potential. But before we get into specifics, I'd like to share a story. Last month, I was in Indianapolis for an ethanol event at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. The 500 is shifting to ethanol. The Indy Racing League is. The race was run this year on a 10% blend, and they are planning on 100% ethanol next year. While I was there, I met Tanya Dana, the wife of Paul Dana. Paul is the young driver who was killed back in March during practice for another race, so not the 500. But Paul was also the young man who had the idea and then persuaded Tony George, who is the president and the owner of the Speedway, to switch the Indy 500 and the Indy Racing League to ethanol. Now, Paul was a farm kid from Missouri. Tanya is a farm girl from North Dakota. They met in college at Northwestern University, where he studied communications and she studied music. How they got from Northwestern to race cars is another story for another time. But Paul was driving cars in 2001 when the September 11th attacks occurred. And as a Midwestern farm kid, he knew about ethanol and he connected the dots. He thought it would be great if racing would make a statement about energy independence. So Paul started working out the details and lining up the support. And before long, he was ready to approach Tony George, who said yes. Now, one of the things that strikes me about this, one of the things that makes this such a great story, is how grassroots all this still is. Paul and Tanya Dana were a couple of farm kids with an idea, and Tony George runs a family business. Now, most people probably don't think of the Indy 500 that way, but it's a third-generation family business. Tony is a grandson of Tony Holman, who bought the Speedway in 1946, right after World War II. Now, I think of that, and then I think of my own father, who was one of those who worked very hard to pass the first ethanol checkoff back in Iowa over 30 years ago. I think of all the other farmers and co-ops that have invested and kept this moving forward for many years. Today, all that hope and investment in energy is truly paying off. Now, obviously, government has helped. Federal and state incentives kept the ethanol industry alive for many years when low oil prices were boxing alternative fuels off the market. Today, with oil at $70, that investment is clearly paying off. In addition, the 2002 Farm Bill and the 2005 Energy Bill have given us significant and important new tools to support renewables across the board. And as a result, from 2001 through 2005, USDA and USDA's rural development alone have invested over $350 million in 650 renewable energy projects. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Biofuels and wind have reached a tipping point, and they are starting to move on their own, assuming the continuation of the production tax credits, and that's great. The economics of solar are a little further out, but there are exciting things on the horizon for that as well. The challenge today is to keep that growth on track. We are working with the Department of Energy to ensure that our activities complement one another. The President has called for an advanced energy initiative that results in research and development to make cellulosic ethanol cost competitive by 2012. We do need to find ways to move emerging technologies through the proverbial valley of death into full commercialization. And we, of course, look forward to working with Congress to craft a strong farm bill that takes full advantage of the remarkable new opportunities facing rural America today. Thank you all very much, and I look forward to engaging in this dialogue with you.